This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. In this special podcast, part of our Double Your Income series, Rahul Shah, co-head of research at Equity Master, will give you an in-depth view on whether or not should you invest in the market at such high levels. Here's what he has to say.
Hi, this is Rahul Shah from Equity Master, and I'm delighted to be connecting with you all via the Money Control platform. Well, the reason I'm here today is because I want to propose a solution to the biggest dilemma facing investors today. The dilemma being, should you invest at these market levels? Should you ride the strong upward trajectory of the broader market, or should you book profits and sit on the sidelines? Well, such decisions have never been easy, and they are all the more difficult to make in the current environment where the Sensex and the underlying economy are sending out contrasting signals. The Sensex, as we all know, is past the psychologically crucial 40,000 mark and doesn't look it'll stop anytime soon. The liquidity on tap and a benign interest rate environment globally are only making things easier for the bulls. However, if the underlying economy is anything to go by, things are not very hunky-dory here. In fact, there's a steady stream of negative news coming out of late. Consumption demand slowdown, industrial production decline, negative outlook by the credit ratings. The bad news keep coming in. In fact, bears argue, and rightly so, that the entire bull market that we have seen in recent 5-6 years has happened without any great support from corporate earnings. And if the markets continue to go higher from here, they will break away even more from the underlying earnings growth. Therefore, to be or not to be in the market is the big question. Well, my simple solution to this conundrum, or the million-dollar question, is to think about the entire thing probabilistically and not in terms of certainties. In other words, if I were you and if my money was on the line, my investment strategy for at least a small 25-30% of my investment portfolio would be to sell 75% of my stocks and stay invested only to the extent of 25%. Yes, you heard that right. Sell 75% and put it in fixed deposits and have only 25% invested in stocks for at least 25% of my portfolio. You see, forget Sensex 40,000 and forget the economy. What I know with a great degree of confidence is that the Sensex is certainly expensive at these levels. In fact, it has been more expensive only 10 to 12% of the time in the last 30 odd years. Therefore, there's a strong chance that it could correct in the next 1 to 2 years. And if there's a high chance this will happen, what better way to save your capital from wealth destruction than park most of it in fixed deposits or bonds? Well, if I'm so confident of a crash, why not sell the full 100%? Because as I said before, there are no certainties in the field of investing. There are only probabilities. And the probabilities recommend that you park a significant chunk of your portfolio in FDs and bonds. Now, you don't have to go too far back to see the magic of this approach. In the 2008 crisis, if we had followed this rule, we would have been only 25% in stocks few months before the crash, and we would have saved our capital from the huge wealth destruction. What more, we would have invested our 75% FD component back into stocks after the crash and would have benefited enormously from the 2009 bull run. It was the best of both worlds, if you ask me. Avoid wealth destruction and buy more stocks at the bottom to ride the next bull market. And you could do this over and over again. Slowly increase your cash exposure as the index starts turning expensive, and then during a recovery, maximize your stock exposure to benefit from the next bull market. Come to think of it, this is exactly what legends like Warren Buffett also recommend and also implemented themselves. Being fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. Right now, the others are greedy, and therefore it makes sense to be fearful and park a big chunk of money in FDs. And when a correction happens and when others turn fearful, it'll be time for us to turn greedy and ride the upward wave. Now, I know this sounds very easy in theory, but trust me, most investors end up doing just the opposite. In fact, this is the number one reason they lose money in the markets. They start turning greedy when most others are greedy and fearful when others are fearful. They will start investing at the peak of a market, and just when the market is about to hit bottom, they will sell the stocks in panic. Which is why my number one goal in my double income project is to wean investors away from this destructive habit. My strategy in double income has been designed such that the exposure to stock is maximized when the indices are cheap and are poised to give above average returns over the next 2 to 3 years. And the exposure to stocks is minimized or reduced when indices turn expensive and are likely to give below average returns or even correct sharply like they are right now. Trust me, getting this element right will go a long way towards helping them achieve their goal of doubling their income as fast as possible. The goal of achieving financial freedom and the goal of pursuing the dreams they always wanted to pursue. Well, there is a lot more to follow on double income, so do keep an eye out. For the time being, thank you for your time and see you again.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web. So that was Rahul Shah with his views on how investors should approach the market at high levels. In case you have any query that you'd like Rahul to answer, do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.